Modak waved. There are waves and waves. This one was a get-over-here-now wave. Sort of, glad to see you, where the hell have you been? She was genuinely surprised by how relieved she felt.
Where the hell did you get to?
She gave him a scowl.
Me?
Where did you get to? I've been looking all over the place.
A faint gleam in Mordak's small, round, red eyes told her that he wasn't buying that for a second, but he respected her for trying.
All right. Here's what's happening. The weird humans come from another realm.
Yes, I know. Mordak blinked.
Fine, he said. But they won't be coming or going anymore because this joker here, he indicated Theo with a vague flick of a claw, says that the gate is now shut and won't be opening ever again. So that's all right.
Quite. A lot of fuss about nothing, really.
Which probably means, Mordak persevered, that we probably won't have to clear out after all, since the only reason the bad guy wanted us out was so he could build houses to sell to somewhere else's, and that won't be happening.
Well, there you are, then. You do get yourself worked up about things, and they always turn out fine in the end.
I wasn't worried. But, Mordak said, pause for effect, we may have a bigger problem. From what this human here has been telling me, the one we don't talk about may be back, and he's going around taking over people's minds.
Yes, I know. And I'm a teeny bit concerned about that one myself.
The irregularly shaped scaly wattles that served Mordak for eyebrows shot up. You know?
Of course.
And it didn't occur to you to mention...
All right. I only just found out, she conceded. That's where I've been, she added. Finding things out. Doing something useful, she couldn't resist adding. While you've been... Well, anyway.
Fine.
A slight edge in Mordak's voice suggested to her that that was probably enough point scoring for the time being.
Question is, if the old bastard is back, what are we going to do about it?
Tinnituvial shrugged. You're the Dark Lord, she said. That's policy. I don't do policy, just admin. Excuse me.
The funny-looking human was talking to them. They looked at him.
It's none of my business, the human said, but I couldn't help overhearing. And I don't know if it's important, but the lady goblin I thought I'd killed, well, the thing inside my head made me do it.
Mordak waved all that aside. What about her?
She's standing over there.
Tinnituvial had forgotten all about her, which, when she thought about it, was a bit of an oversight. So she is, Mordak said. Glad to see she made it after all.
Only, Theo went on, she was pretty definitely dead when I saw her last, and now there she is, walking about and everything. And I don't know how you do things around here, being from out of town, so to speak, but it did occur to me.
She was brought back to life by the Nameless One, Tinnituvial cut in, as the penny dropped like a falling meteorite.
Yes, well, that's obvious, isn't it? That's why I brought her here.
Here?
Mordak was glaring at her as though she was a candle in an oil store.
Are you out of your tiny mind?
She hadn't been expecting that.
What You brought him to the old wizard's tower? His ancient stronghold?
Yes, but where there just happens to be a portal between here and somewhere else.
Yes, but it's blocked. Yes, and you didn't know that.
History tourism is one of the things U-Space is best at. And ever since he'd got it working, Theo had been to loads of crucial cusps and turning points in the causality flow, just out of curiosity, to see what they looked like. Some of them were well signposted, with interesting and informative wall displays, interactive audio-visual guides, gift shops and stalls selling fizzy drinks. Others were just moments like any other, unless you knew precisely what you were looking at. Visit enough of them, and you get a feel for the sudden lurch and twist that betrays the presence of something exceptionally significant, something with consequences. But the rule is, as a visitor, you don't interfere, no matter what. So, although he had an idea that he'd just witnessed an epoch-making moment in the balance of perceived superiority between goblin and elf, he just cleared his throat gently and said, "She's coming this way."
Mordax scrambled to his feet. "If she's got him inside her."
"Actually," Theo said, "I think it's me she's after. I killed her, remember? This may be a bit awkward."
Mordak shook his head reassuringly. "Among goblins, it's just a way of showing affection," he said. "Don't worry about it."
"Even so..."
The she-goblin was looming over them, and for the first time, Mordak realized just how very big and strong his creation, his good idea at the time, had grown to be. The she-goblin glared at him, then turned to the human.
"You're Theo Bernstein."
"Yes. Look, about what happened back there."
That's all right," the she-goblin said, just a trifle wearily. "It wasn't you, it was him, my so-called friend. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, in case you were worried, it's all right."
"What's all right?" Mordak snapped.
She ignored him.
"What's all right?" Theo said.
"The nasty eye person," the she-goblin said. "He won't be bothering you any more, any of you."
They all stared at her. Theo said, "Excuse me?" That made the she-goblin grin.
"That'll teach him to say he's my friend and then be nasty to me."
Mordak opened his mouth to shout, but Tinnituvial elbowed him in the ribs.
"Hello again," she said. "Where have you been? You wandered off."
The she-goblin gave her a sour look.
"You didn't really want to be my friend," she said. "You just guessed I had the horrid eye inside me. Well, you don't have to worry about him any more. I've dealt with him."
The way she said it, Mordak knew that there are some things in the realms that are, quite simply, impossible. Turning back the sun and moon on their preordained cycle, getting a straight answer out of an elven chartered surveyor, feeling sorry for the one we don't talk about. Even so, the tiniest little smear of sympathy, as short-lived and unstable as antimatter.
"Gosh," Theo said.
"How?" "I bashed my head on a wall, but that only shut him up for a little bit." A slow, horrible smile passed over the she-goblin's face.
I put him in his place, she said.
Really?
Nod. At the back of my mind. That'll learn him.
Just a minute, Mordack said. But Tinnituvial stopped him.
At the back of your mind. It's a very strong mind, the she-goblin said, and Mordack thought, yes it is, isn't it? And he was mean to me, and he told me lies, and I'm never going to trust him ever again. So when he came back, saying it was all a misunderstanding, and the silly human's fault, that's you, she added, looking at Theo. He smiled. I pretended I was glad to see him, and I was going to do what he wanted, and then, when he wasn't looking, I put him away in the bit of my mind where you store stuff, and sort of turned the key and threw it away. She beamed. It was a rather horrible sight, objectively speaking. Imagine a friendly smile from one of those machines that crunches up scrap cars, then garnish with tusks, serve on a bed of wild rice, and run for your life. I can still talk to him, but he can't talk to me. I talk to him quite a lot, actually. I tell him how much I hate him. I don't think he likes it in there. She grinned. Tough. Mordack looked at her. I have no idea what she is talking about, he said. Tinnituvial sighed. You wouldn't, she said. You're a man. Well, you're a non-female goblin. Ah, Theo said. That explains it. I was wondering about that. I take it you people practice non-viviparous parthenogenic reproduction. He nodded. Thought so. Because, ouch, he added, and massaged his ribcage, which later proved not to be cracked, but only bruised, so that was all right. Women, Tinnituvial went on, can do that. It's called multitasking. Don't try and understand. Mordack looked at Theo, who nodded, then shrugged. Whatever, he said. But if you're telling me I don't have to worry because she's got him locked up inside her head, for as long as she lives, Tinnituvial said. And then a thought occurred to her. She is mortal, isn't she?
I assume so, Mordack said. Isn't everyone?
Actually, no, Tinnituvial purred.
Well, she must be. Because she got killed.
He stopped and thought about that. Yes. But he brought her back to life again. Which got him a pitying smile, which he just about managed to take in his stride for the greater good. Even he can't do that, she said. I thought you'd have known that, of all people.
But she's a goblin, he said. Therefore she's mortal. Is one of the key features of goblins, mortality.
Mm-hmm. Tinnituvial was giving him an odd look. When you made her, she said, you did remember the powdered agate and the teaspoon of oil of cloves.
The what?
A click of the tongue so loud that 30,000 goblins and 30,000 dwarves sprawling at rest under the eaves of the greenwood, leapt to their feet and scrabbled for their weapons.
You forgot.
Nobody said anything to me about oil of bloody cloves. Tinnituvial nodded gravely. No, I guess not. It's my fault I should have supervised it personally. Silly me for thinking you'd be capable of doing anything right left to yourself, no matter how simple. She cocked her head towards the she-goblin.
She is immortal. The news sank in, rather in the way a meteorite sinks into the surface of a planet and sayonara dinosaurs.
Stone me, Mordak said. Just think. My little girl.
Excuse me, said his little girl huffily. I am here, you know. What did she just say?
It means you can't be killed, he said. Pop it, he added. So, if she's immortal, and she's got him locked up safe in her head...
Is that right? Said the she-goblin. I'm going to live forever and ever.
Yes.
Oh, the she-goblin said. That's...
Yes, Mordak said firmly. But never mind about that right now. If she's immortal...
Problem solved, Tinny Tuvial said happily. There, you see?
I don't know why you got yourself in such a state about it, really.
Mordak laughed.
And all because I had the vision and the foresight to create a female goblin. I love it when I turn out to have been right all along.
Theo cleared his throat. Excuse me, he said.
No, said Mordak. Anyway, as I was saying, what I really like about being right...
It won't work, Theo said. Sorry. The she-goblin scowled at him. What did he just say? I'm sorry, Theo repeated, but the whole thing is based on a false premise.
Mordak shrugged. Premises, premises. What do you know about anything anyway? You're just a
scientist, Theo said, gently but very firmly. And you can't just compartmentalize your mind like that and lock something away. It simply can't be done. Detailed studies by Atkinson and Cheng...
Is balmy, Mordak said uneasily. He is balmy, isn't he?
He's a human, Tinny Tuvial said. But then again, you're a goblin. And just occasionally, from time to time, usually by pure fluke, you get things right. So maybe...
It doesn't matter, the she-goblin said.
There, there, Poppet, Mordak said vaguely. Look, is he right or isn't he? Because this is important.
No, said the she-goblin, and they all turned round and looked at her. It isn't. Because he's gone. My nasty friend, I just looked. He's not there anymore. He's gone.